This is Twit.
Now, you probably thought it was the last time you've heard about GDPR when it went active May 2018. Well, it scared a ton of organizations to change their ways and start offering better data transparency for people and organizations. Now, you guys probably remember we even discussed this, whether we thought that large cloud providers such as Amazon, Microsoft, and Google would actually be affected by GDPR. In fact, I remember thinking, hey, these guys know how big they are, so and how large sanctions might be if they get in trouble or violate GDPR. So they're probably going to take the appropriate steps to ensure the compliancy. Well, it seems that one of them didn't take enough steps. If you remember, now GDPR, which is called the General Protection Regulation, applies automatically to all 28 members of the European Union, and companies that are found guilty of misusing data are fined up to £20 million or $26.5 million or 4% of the company's annual revenue. Now, it seems Google is in the hot seat this time. A French government agency known as acronym CNIL, or in English, that means the National Commission on Informatics and Liberty, has it out for Google. They are claiming that they violated two provisions of GDPR law. First, by not making its data collection policies easily accessible enough. And second, by not obtaining sufficient and specific user consent for ad personalization across each of Google's numerous services, including YouTube, Google Maps, and more. So this is interesting because now over the past year, rules and regulations around GDPR have been tweaked to be a bit more clear, but they're still kind of open for interpretation. There's kind of room for interpretation here. Now, Heather, I want to go to you first because organizations have kind of different ways to kind of interpret rules and regulations and policies around this. Now, GDPR is not really clear in the definition of what easy is here. Is this just a ploy to kind of target Google here?
Well, I love the air quotes. And I don't actually think that it's Google that's being targeted. I think that they're making a case for, see, we were serious about this when we told you you need to take it, you need to pay attention to this. I think you're right that companies did sort of lose their mind, but I think that those who were being very, very careful about it are going to find out. It's everything that I've seen about GDPR is that it actually has teeth and that it's going to actually start working. I got to tell you, I mean, anybody in InfoSec will tell you that privacy is not an easy thing. If it was easy to accomplish, about half of them wouldn't be in business. So, I don't know what the answer is. I will tell you that personally, we were affected by this. We run at work. I run a sandbox, or my team runs a sandbox for proof of concept. We had to take a hard look at what data was being collected in what country, from what countries, and really pay attention to this.
Right. Yeah, I think that it's interesting because a lot of organizations pay attention, but they tend to have their own interpretation. So to me, Curtis, I want to throw this to you. Like, to me, the first and second claims that they have here are kind of weak because, again, consent is under interpretation, as well as how easy it is to make things accessible. So do you feel that maybe things need to change around the definition for GDPR so organizations have a better understanding? Because I know that lots of organizations have massive, large law firms kind of helping them out here to help them interpret. It looks like Google might have interpreted this wrong, and they probably pay quite a bit of chunk of change there to get the law firms help them. So what do you think? Is this something that maybe something needs to change for GDPR?
Well, I don't think that anything is going to change for GDPR. What I think we're going to see is the courts putting some meat on the hangers of words like easy and consent and things like that. I had seen the NOIB action against Facebook, which happened at roughly the same time. It happened in Switzerland rather than France, but it was much the same, basically saying, look, GDPR makes the point that individuals own their own data and requires companies collecting and holding that data to both make it possible for consumers to control how their data is used and make it easy for that to happen. So how close to the surface do the controls for that ease have to be? How close to the surface do consent mechanisms have to be? I mean, do these have to be buttons that render at, you know, so many pixels by so many pixels on the home page? Do they have to be available within so many layers of website click-through? That's what we don't know. And that's what the courts are going to have to define. I think everyone knew this was going to be happening. And I suspect that most companies out there are thrilled that it's Google and Facebook who are paying the legal bills to help define this. To be brutally honest, I would not be surprised if Google isn't very pleased to have some definition of these terms happening. And knowing Google, they probably figure that $57 million is a relative bargain for getting those definitions.